أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا صدق الله العظيم.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His grace and mercy, has blessed us with the greatest bounty, Iman. There is no greater bounty, there is no greater favor than Iman. Because our success in this world and the success in the hereafter depends upon Iman. Belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and belief in everything that He has sent to us through His final messenger, our beloved Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now it is our responsibility that we look after this gift. We value this favor and we look after this favor. We value this bounty and we look after this bounty. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this bounty without any effort on our part. We come across many new Muslims, reverts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the reverts and the new Muslims also Iman through His grace only. It is only the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that people are able to recognize the truth and accept the truth. But in comparison to us, at least a revert or a new Muslim will be able to say that I have exerted effort. Deen or Islam or Iman has not come in my life just like this. I have exerted effort. I have been searching for truth for the last 5 years, for the last 10 years. I have read so many books. I have traveled to so many cities. Many people travel to various countries. And they study various religions. And then ultimately they come to the conclusion that Islam is the true religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they accept Islam. So everybody is granted this gift, Muslims who are born Muslims or Muslims who are reverts, only through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah who grants this gift. But at least a revert can claim to have exerted some effort in acquiring the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Iman. But we who are born in Muslim homes, we were granted this great gift without any effort on our part. Alhamdulillah, we were born in Muslim homes. The environment was good. It was Imani environment. So we grew up with Iman. And after reaching the age of 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us maturity, from that time until now, some of us are in our 20s, some of us in 30s, some of us 40s, 50s, 60s, until now, alhamdulillah, no weakness has come in our iman, belief. We may experience weakness in our practice, but not in belief. We always have believed, we always believe, and inshallah we will continue to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone in His being and He is alone in His attributes. He has no partner, neither in His being, existence, nor in His attributes. And alhamdulillah, whether we practice or not, as a result of our weakness, we fail to practice many things. But whether we practice or not, we have no doubt in the faraiz of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wajibat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made forbidden, the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. There are so many people who consume alcohol. There are so many people who gamble. There are so many people who listen to music. There are so many people who do so many wrong things. But what is their belief? Despite committing a particular sin for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, it is the grace of Allah that no weakness comes in their belief. They continue to believe. They continue to perpetrate a particular sin, but they continue to believe that this is a sin and I am guilty of committing this sin. And this is what Iman demands, that we believe in everything that was revealed to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without a shadow of doubt. So whether we perform salat or not, we believe salat to be fard. Alhamdulillah, it's a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that despite neglecting salat for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, a time never dawns upon a person and he begins to feel that salat may not be farz, it may not be important as people make it important. No. The belief in the salat being incumbent that was there 20 years ago, it still remains after 20 years of neglecting salat also. This belief, my friends, this belief, this iman is a very great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan, despite all efforts, is not able to create any doubts in our hearts. As far as Allah is concerned, as far as His being, His attributes are concerned, as far as the Anbiya are concerned, the books that were revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the life after death, involuntary whispers may pass through our minds during some moments of our lives, sometimes more, sometimes less. But do we like those whispers? No. We dislike those whispers. We feel wretched. We will go to this Mawlana and that Mawlana and this Sheikh and that Sheikh, and we will try to resolve that problem, that why am I getting these thoughts? So this feeling of wretchedness, that why am I getting these thoughts, that is a sign of your being a perfect believer. Because if you were not a perfect believer, you would not have hated these thoughts so much. These are whispers from shaitan that we experience. So alhamdulillah, my friends, this is the only point I would like to leave you with today, that iman is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us try to preserve this ni'mat. Let us try to safeguard this ni'mat. Let us try to go from this world with this ni'mat. Let us try our utmost not to leave this ni'mat behind when we leave this world. We need to believe in each and everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed through His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam without a shadow of doubt. Without a shadow of doubt. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, who is approached by the disbelievers after the night of Mi'raj, and he is questioned by them that if somebody says that in a part of a night, not in a split of a second, in a part of a night he has travelled from Makkah Mukarrama to Jerusalem and he has returned from Jerusalem the same night, is it possible? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala said, no, it is not possible. It's not possible. Because it takes 1 month to travel from Makkah Mukarrama to Jerusalem. It's not possible to travel in one part of the night. And the Mi'raj was from Makkah Mukarrama to Baitul Maqdis, from Baitul Maqdis to first heaven, seventh, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, Baitul Ma'mur, Jannat, Jahannam, communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and returning again. And then coming to Musa alayhi salam, going back, coming to Musa, so very long journey. But Abu Bakr is asked regarding this part of the journey only. From Makkah Mukarrama to Baitul, is it possible? Abu Bakr said, no, it is not possible. But he immediately asked, who is saying this? Who is saying this? So the non-believer said, your friend Muhammad is saying this. Abu Bakr said, if Muhammad is saying this, then it is possible. If Muhammad is saying this, then it is possible. My friends, let us keep our iman intact also in whatever is conveyed to us through the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If somebody says this happened and our faculty of intellect is unable to comprehend, we will say, no, I don't believe. But if it is said that your Nabi has said this, then we should say, then I believe. If my Nabi has said this, then it is possible. If my Nabi has said this, then it is possible. Whether the faculty of intellect can comprehend or not. Let us firmly hold on to this iman. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. Who are the true believers? Those, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ. The true believers are those who believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. And thereafter they do not experience any doubts. These are the true believers. And alhamdulillah, my friends, all of you who are sitting here, all of you who are sitting here, who is religious, who is irreligious, only Allah knows. Because I am sitting here and lecturing, that does not make me religious. And there may be a brother sitting in front of me who may be seen as the society or the community that he lives in as an irreligious person. But it's not necessary that he is irreligious. He may have his weaknesses. But in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he may be better than me. Because he may have some good qualities within him that I do not possess. So only Allah knows. But what the point I'm trying to emphasize is, my friends, alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, the weakest of the believers who is sitting in this gathering, alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, this is what we find in our hearts, that whenever we are told that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, whenever we are told Allah says this in the glorious Quran, we have no doubt, alhamdulillah. We accept it. Whether the faculty of intellect can comprehend or not, we believe that yes, it is possible because the Quran says so. It is possible because Allah says so. So friends, keep this iman intact. And in order to keep this iman safe, there are two things we need to do. Number one, we need to stay away from wrong company and stay always in good company. And the second thing we need to do is try our utmost to keep away from wrong deeds and try to carry out as many good deeds as possible. By staying away from wrong company and by shunning bad qualities and bad deeds, and by staying in good company and carrying out good deeds, we will safeguard our iman and we will take our iman with us in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me the tawfiq, grant all of you the tawfiq to practice what has been said, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant immense barakah in the nikah that is taking place now, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create a very strong bond of love and affection between the bride and the bridegroom, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them pious progeny, and may Allah make them and their progeny a means of happiness for both sides of the family, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them a means of salvation for both families. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. إبراهيم بھائی آپ اپنے صاحب زادی جویریا کی طرف سے وکیل ہیں کہ آپ نے اپنی وکالت سے مسلمانوں کی اس مجلس کے روبرو جویریہ کی ذات کو مفتی عمار ملا صاحب کے نکاح میں بعوض مہر فاطمی دیا. مفتی عمار صاحب ابراہیم بھائی نور محمد وعید نے اپنی بیٹی جویریہ کو آپ کے نکاح میں بعوض مہر فاطمی دیا, آپ نے اسے اپنے نکاح میں قبول کیا؟
میں نے قبول کیا.
بارك الله لك وبارك عليك ولما بينكما في خير واخر منكم الدنيا. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك, يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم بارك لنا فيما أعطيتنا وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت لنا. اللهم بارك لهم فيما رزقتهم واغفر لهم وارحمهم. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأمرنا بفضلك عن من سواك. اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين الصالحين والصالحات, وألف بينهما كما ألفت بين الطيبين والطيبات. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما, یسر و سہولت کا معاملہ فرما, عفو و عافیت کا معاملہ فرما, فضل و عنایت کا معاملہ فرما, حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما, صراط مستقیم پر ہم سب کو چلنے کی چلانے کی جمنے کی جمانے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین ہمارے ایمانوں کی حفاظت فرما, ہمارے دین کی حفاظت فرما, ہماری نسلوں کے ایمانوں کی دین کی حفاظت فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر خیر ہم سب کو عطا فرما, ہر شر سے ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین پورے عالم میں ہدایت کو عام فرما دے, پورے عالم سے شر کو ختم فرما, رحمتوں کو الہ العالمین عام فرما, سلامتیوں کو عام فرما, برکتوں کو عام فرما. الہ العالمین پیار محبت کو عام فرما, الہ العالمین امن کو عام فرما, اے ارحم الراحمین آج کی اس نکاح میں ہر قسم کی خیر و برکت پیدا فرما, دلہا دلہن کو محبت عطا فرما, مودت عطا فرما, ان سے نصیب فرما, اے ارحم الراحمین ان دونوں کو ہر شر سے, ہر مکروہ سے, ہر آفت سے, ہر بلا سے محفوظ فرما, اے ارحم الراحمین ان دونوں کو ایک دوسرے کے حقوق کی ادائیگی کی توفیق عطا فرما, ایک دوسرے کا خیال کرنے والا رکھنے والا بنا دے, اے ارحم الراحمین اس نکاح کو اولاد صالح کے وجود میں آنے کا ذریعہ بنا, تقوی کے, دینداری کے وجود میں آنے کا ذریعہ بنا, دونوں خاندانوں کے لیے محبت کا ذریعہ بنا, اے ارحم الراحمین آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے دلہا دلہن کے لیے اپنی حیات طیبہ میں جو جو دعائیں فرمائی تھیں وہ ساری ان دونوں کے حق میں قبول فرما, آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے دلہا دلہن کے جو اچھے اچھے اوصاف بیان فرمائے ہیں ان سے ان دونوں کو متصف فرما, اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین ہم نے جو کچھ مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگ سکے وہ بھی عطا فرما, اللهم انا نسألك في سفرنا هذا البر والتقوى ومن العمل ما ترضى, ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم, وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم, ربي اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين, سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين.